Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And here he is again, Damien.
Áine, good morning to you again. It's soccer to start, where Liverpool remains second to Arsenal in the Premier League table this morning following a routine 2-0 win away to Sheffield United last night. The result of the night came at Villa Park, where Aston Villa beat the champions Manchester City 1-0 to leapfrog them into third place in the table. Leon Bailey scored the game's only goal in the 74th minute. City have now gone four league games without a win for the first time in 7 years. Scott McTominay scored twice as Manchester United beat Chelsea 2-1 at Old Trafford. The Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag had dropped both Marcus Rashford and Anthony Martial for the game. It's their first win this season over a team in the top 10 in the table. Brighton beat Brentford 2-1. Crystal Palace were beaten 2-0 at home by Bournemouth, while Fulham hammered Nottingham Forest 5-0 at Craven Cottage. Forest are 16th in the table this morning, 6 points above the relegation zone. They've lost their last four league games with their manager Steve Cooper's his position said to be in doubt. Now, despite that heavy defeat, Cooper himself got a very warm reception from the club's fans after the game, much it would seem to his own annoyance.
We didn't deserve any support, but to get that support tonight is embarrassing, to be honest, because they would have been feeling it completely different to what they to the noise that they made for me, and I'm very grateful and I always will be, but I really wish it wasn't the case, because they didn't I didn't deserve that support, and they didn't need to be as they were when they saw what they saw. So very grateful, but at the same time, you know, embarrassed, because we let them down massively tonight.
And where does it leave you, Steve? It's four defeats on the trot. Are you feeling the pressure?
Listen, honestly, and I promise I've said it to your colleagues, and it's a real genuine answer. The guy who thinks about your question about fear for my job, I think about it the least, honestly, because I'm so attached to the football club. I just want, you know, whatever right is for the football club will be right for me.
That's Steve Cooper chatting to the BBC. The midweek schedule of games continues tonight. Everton hosting Newcastle. Spurs are at home to West Ham. Celtic beat Aberdeen 4-1 last night to maintain their 8-point lead at the top of the Scottish Premiership. There's been a piece of unwanted history overnight for the legendary Brazilian club Santos. For the first time in their 111-year history, the club which gave the world Pele, amongst many other players, have been relegated from Brazil's Serie A. The GAA yesterday revealed details of a revamped structure to the Allianz Hurling League from 2025. The league will comprise of 5 divisions, each containing 7 teams. The teams contesting each will be decided upon based on the final league positions in the 2024 staging. The top 2 teams in each division will now contest the league final. Straight promotion and relegation will apply, 2 teams up, 2 teams down. It's a move away from the current structure, which sees 12 teams in Division 1, currently split into 2 groups. Then feeding into the semi-finals. The news came as the GAA revealed their fixtures calendar for 2024. The Football League will begin on January 28th, the Hurling on February 3rd. The All-Ireland Finals will take place the final 2 weekends of July, Hurling on the 21st, Football on the 28th. A busy few months in store. The chairman of the GAA Central Competitions Control Committee is Derek Kent.
It's a heavy toll in hurling, as it is a heavy toll in football. It's a game most weekends for all our players. It's great, a spectacle for everyone to see, and it's that's what players wanted. They wanted games, and we're giving them games.
It seems very condensed, and particularly with the hurling final on the 21st of July. Was there no breathing space to extend that at all?
No. Look, where do you start with a breathing space? Do you take it from the club, or do you take it from the county? And we had a balance that we give as much balance to both club and county, and every player gets a fair crack at it.
Have you done anything different to the Hurling League this year?
No, just what we did do was we got a motion passed that we will change the format in 2025. And by doing that is the league should be more competitive, because the reward is to finish in the top 7 for 2025. And hopefully there's 12 teams battling for those 7 positions. So it will improve, I think, the competitiveness of the league.
Talk to me about the 2 tweaks, the provincial finals, and why that happened.
Well, last year we had 2 finals on the same day. It didn't promote hurling over the weekend, so to be fair to Leinster Council and Munster Council, they decided over a 2-year period that they will alternate the finals. So next year Leinster will play on a Saturday night and Munster will play on a Sunday. So it's great for television, it's great for the public, it's great for the hurling fraternity that want to go to both games.
That's Derek Kent chatting to Marty Morrissey. The European Short Course Swimming Championships continue in Romania today. Number of Irish swimmers in action. The primary focus will be the men's 1500 metres freestyle final, with twins Daniel and Nathan Whiffen qualified. Daniel the fastest qualifier. Ireland play the first of three T20 cricket internationals against Zimbabwe. It's the start of a six-match multi-format tour. Play in Harare, scheduled for 4 o'clock. And there's racing at home today in Clonmel. The card there away from 2 minutes past 12.